Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Among the collection of microbes that live with us are ones inside our mouths. Between 8 and 20 billion microbes, representing 700 species of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and archaea, live there.
Dave, potty mouth seems appropriate right about now.
Sorry, it fits. And even more so in dysbiosis, when those microbes become unstable and increase our chances for cavities, gum disease, and halitosis.
Studies have shown that poor oral hygiene leads to changes in the oral microbiome that directly links to cardiovascular disease.
A recent study in Denmark followed 500,000 children with oral hygiene issues such as cavities and followed them for 15 years.
At the end of it, they found boys with high numbers of cavities, up to 16, had a 30% higher risk for narrow or hardening arteries compared with boys with just 4 cavities.
For girls, the high group had a 45% higher number of cardiovascular diseases. Kids who have gingivitis also faced higher numbers of vascular disease as adults.
Gum inflammation can create inflammation elsewhere that leads to plaque buildup in blood vessels. The researchers acknowledged the high group could also be smokers or unhealthy eaters that could contribute to these results.
But studies like this should inform our broad approach to dental health, such as when cities plan to stop fluoridating its drinking water. Being prudent today could help us stay healthy and save on healthcare costs down the road.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.